Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message was recorded and produced at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoyed today's message.
Well, it is fantastic to see all of you here today. I was wondering if you would remember where we were. So I'm glad that you're back. I don't know that my fingers could have stood another sub-zero blanket sermon. I still have all of my digits, but if you want to go and be entertained having not seen one, you can go to don'tgo.be/slanket and see a slanket sermon. You know, with all the athletes these days getting NIL deals, I really need some recommendations from some of you to the slanket company because I think I would be their best spokesperson. I hope there's a little bit of money in it. But today is a day that we normally have on the last Sunday of January every single year. It's our State of the Church Sunday. Because of the snow, we keep postponing that. So today, I feel like I have to do a little bit of 2026 already. But usually State of the Church Sunday is looking back to what God has done the previous year. And then we look forward to encourage ourselves as the church. Now, if you are a guest here today, this is probably one of the most ideal days to join us, to peer behind the curtains and to hear the heart of this church family as it seeks to make a difference for Jesus Christ in the New River Valley. As you'll see this morning, we do this with a host of other churches here. We are not in isolation. We're not the best church here. We're just a part of the church in the New River Valley. And so it's a delight for us to get to minister alongside of so many other great churches. You'll see some of them on the screens this morning. Normally, at State of the Church, you'll see a lot of slides with metrics, celebrating numbers, celebrating the reality of the growth of our church. This year will be different. I want to tell you the North Star story. I want to share with you how God has been faithful to this church family. But for those of you who like to see numbers and metrics and graphs and images, you can scan the QR code. And we like our QR codes around here. Have you noticed that? You can scan that code and you can get a PDF of all of the slides that we would have normally showed and even some reports and information, I think, that will especially encourage you as members and as regular attenders. For those of you who are guests, I think there will be a lot of aha moments as well on that report. I want to invite you, though, to turn to Colossians chapter 1, verse 28. It'll also be on the screen behind me, but it's important sometimes to see it in print there before you in your hands, whether you have a physical copy of the Bible or whether you're looking at it on a device. Colossians 1:28. In fact, our discipleship ministry here at North Star is called D28, Discipleship 28, and it is based on Matthew chapter 28, but it's also based on Colossians 1:28. Here's what Scripture says. We proclaim Him, which is Jesus. We proclaim Jesus, warning and teaching everyone with all wisdom so that we may present everyone mature in Christ. That has been the very heartbeat of this church family for 20 plus years. We are centered in the person of Jesus Christ. It is our heart, it is our mission to make much of Jesus. Because we are a group of people located here in Blacksburg, Virginia, in the New River Valley of Virginia, the way that we make much of Jesus is different than the way other churches will make much of Jesus. We have kind of a quirky personality as a church, you might say. But back in 2003, Bob and Sandra Jackson, and they are seated right over here. Y'all wave at us. They, yeah, y'all can give them a hand in the Lord, because in faith, Bob and Sandra, in their 50s, launched, I'm gracious there, right? Launched a church here in the New River Valley. It was called North Star Church. They met in homes initially, and then Blacksburg Middle School was built just down the road from here. And that year, they began meeting in the auditorium at Blacksburg Middle School. And it was in 2003 that students from Virginia Tech, a lot of students from the Baptist Collegiate Ministry, and then young adults, grad students, really came together, and they were some of the seeds of North Star, contributing in so many different ways. As they began planting and as they began experiencing growth there in the middle school, a few years went by, and you might remember here in the New River Valley on the Virginia Tech campus, there was a significant tragedy that took place just 4 years after North Star was launched. The shooting in 2007 impacted not just this community, but our nation in significant ways. And this church stepped up with other churches and other campus ministries to provide hope and prayer, encouragement, and assurance of God's sovereignty and His care and His love during a really difficult, deeply dark time here in the New River Valley. Bob and Sandra stepped down in retirement in 2008, and the church for the very first time had to form what is called in Southern Baptist circles a pastor search committee. They formed a pastor search committee, and Daryl Cook, who is the BCM director at Tech, still, he has got a lot of longevity. He knew me, and he was asked to be a part of that pastor search committee early on, and he called one afternoon and asked if Carol and I would pray about coming and allowing our names to be submitted to this committee. We went through an interview process, and in 2009, July, my family and I arrived here in the New River Valley. That winter, we had really never experienced snow before like we experienced, and now here we are in 26, and I sure will be talking about, man, do you remember the winter of 26? That snowcrete stuff was horrible. But over the years, we have experienced God's beauty. In 2011, North Star was running about 200, 225 people. But that fall, September 2011, we saw 400 plus people in attendance. Kind of knocked our socks off. We weren't quite ready to respond. But the next year, in 2012, we saw over 700 people coming, cramming into the middle school. We had two full-time staff members at that time, scrambling to minister to so many of those that were coming. Over 50% of them were young adults, college students and grad students. Our budget in 2011 was $270,000. And in 2012, in an act of faith, knowing that we had not received that much the previous year, we increased it to $301,000 in 2012. North Star has always been really scrappy. I mentioned quirky, but maybe scrappy is another good word for us as a church family. Meeting in the middle school for so many years, we just learned to make do. We learned to get things done. We learned how to set up and tear down, and we learned how to relate with the Montgomery County School Board in a way that we always sought to leave the school in better shape than what we found it. We always sought to bless the administration, to work with them well. Some of you might remember that we developed relationships with the school's administration in such a way that they even gave us a closet there in the school so that we could store our stuff in the building rather than taking it on and off a trailer every week. But we've met in so many different locations in our history. We met in Blacksburg Middle School for a total of 18 years. And you can see the slide on the screen behind me of that building. We've also had to meet in the Blacksburg Rec Center at times. We've met in the Blacksburg Middle School's gymnasium at times when attendance went crazy. We met in Main Street Baptist Church, which is in downtown Christiansburg and is now Valley Classical Academy. And we also met in Grace Covenant Church. We've met at War Memorial Chapel on the Virginia Tech campus. We've met at the Baptist Collegiate Ministry building. We've met at Blacksburg Christian Fellowship. We've had events at Christiansburg Baptist Church. We had to meet at Blacksburg High School for a couple of Easters just because of the numbers of people we were seeing. We've had meetings in the Lion Room in Christiansburg. Now, our very first office, and Bob will remember this, and I remember it, but you know where Elrod's is on North Main Street, next door to Wendy's? There's an apartment building right next door to Elrod's. And if you'll look at that apartment building from Elrod's parking lot, the basement right was the very first location that I had as an office here in Blacksburg. But soon after that, we began viewing, and there is an old white house on Washington Street called the Lancaster House that the YMCA owns, next to the tennis courts. We officed there for several years, which gave us a lot of visibility to the campus. Then we moved over to Country Club, right next to a funeral home, across the street from Gucci Kroger, which was fantastic for lunch and grocery purposes. Then we had the audacity and the idea to not only have that space on Country Club Drive, but we also found a spot downtown Blacksburg that's now the Bergs. It's like this little basement place that we went into. It was a pit when we started it, and we renovated, upfitted it, and we had it, and we called it the Reserve for a few years and had so many events there. Now, I want to give you just a quick glimpse of what worship, a typical Sunday morning, looked like at Blacksburg Middle School. If you'll direct your attention to the screen for just a few moments. As you walk in through these doors with us, you'll notice these open walls over there that they also close. Those walls in Blacksburg Middle School were the inspiration behind our three garage doors over here. I'm so disappointed that Tanner still looks the same age. I don't understand that at all. Something that happened while we were in the middle school is our kids ministry had the great idea of, hey, if we memorize a certain amount of verses, will you allow us to duct tape you to the wall? So you can see this as well, and I'm just going to keep talking, the things that we sometimes do because we love kids and we love ministering to kids at North Star, eventually they took that chair out from underneath me just to see if I would stay stuck. And I did. John Shockley took particular joy in just leaving me up there for a little bit. It was in 2013 that we knew that we needed to be intentional about thinking of the next place for North Star. It was 10 years at that point that we'd been in the middle school, and I'm sure the Montgomery County School Board was thinking, how long are they going to be here? They had no idea we'd be there another 8 years. But in 2013, we'd been meeting there for 10 years, and every single Easter, we had seen more and more people coming to North Star. And we began realizing that Easter and Christmas were really metrics for us of understanding that we needed to prepare to be able to minister to more people. So that fall, we celebrated our 10th anniversary, but we launched a faith fund for our next location that we creatively called our next location fund. We are nothing but creative around here. I remember we asked our staff, our full-time, our part-time, even our volunteer staff, to make financial commitments to that fund first. And then we announced to our church family, here's the amount that all of your leaders have already committed to this faith fund. And we asked our church to jump in. So it was in 2014, Steve Bodke found this piece of land that we are now on GIS. It wasn't even listed for sale. He contacted the owner that was living in California. It's 50 acres total. Now there's a development and we have neighbors here. But he asked if they'd be willing to sell us, a church, 10 acres of that land. We made a presentation to the church and we said, this is going to require an immense amount of faith for us, because they wanted about $50,000 an acre. That was $500,000, and there was a little greenhouse on the front side of the land, so they added in another $75,000 for that little greenhouse. And in faith, North Star Church voted that October to purchase this land that we sit on. And the next year, October 2015, we had a celebration service, and we burned the note as God had brought in every single dollar needed to completely pay off that land in a year. That fall, we also hired a fundraising company because we knew now that we had the land, we needed to look towards building something on the land. And that company came in and they did a big study of our congregation, and they came back to us and they said, well, you can only expect to raise $1 million. And we said, that's not doable. And so we released the fundraising company. I told you we're quirky and scrappy, but we knew a God who could provide. And we knew a God who was able. And we asked our people that year, in 2015, we launched the Immeasurably More campaign. And at the end of that first year, we had raised $3 million. God was so good, and God was so faithful. In August of 2018, we hosted a groundbreaking service on this land, right where you're sitting. We put up a big tent. We called it the Dig In service. It was also our homecoming service. But I want you to see this 2-minute video that we released as a highlight video from that special Sunday worship time.
At the core of who
I think one of my favorite moments of that Sunday was getting to see Bob and Sandra sitting over there on a bench. One of our staff said last couple of weeks, wouldn't it be fun to get a bench and put it right out here and get their picture taken with a neighborhood behind them at this point? Something special happened on that groundbreaking morning. As we were all driving into church, it had rained the evening before, and Carolyn was helping that morning, and she was going down to get some things set up on the land, and as she was driving down Price's Fork, she noticed there was a rainbow. And the closer she got, literally, and it sounds like we are joshing you on this and pulling your legs, but that rainbow hit on our land on groundbreaking Sunday morning. We felt like it was a sign of God's promise, a sign of His assurance. Now, along the way, we were doing ministry, because it sounds like right now we're just talking about buildings and land and things, but like, you need to know, all along the way, Colossians 1:28 was center to our heart as a church. We proclaim Jesus, warning and admonishing everyone that we can present everyone mature in Christ, to encourage every single person to have an intimate love relationship with Jesus, to understand His forgiveness, His purpose. We were doing missions. We went to Spain in 2011 and 2012. We went to Istanbul from 2017 to 2019, and we're still going. Been to Senegal. We've been to Cyprus. Discipleship. Untold numbers of people who were discipled. We've taken over 300 people through our discipleship initiative here at North Star. The stories of people being saved by Jesus. The stories of lives being transformed, of families being renewed, relationships being restored, even some stories of healing, some stories of powerful encounters with Christ. I think we all had some concern that when we moved from Blacksburg Middle School to our future home, this place, we would lose the sense of being the church, that we would cease to be scrappy and quirky. Instead, that we would just kind of rest as a church and be happy that we had our own building and just become building-centric. We kept reminding ourselves of the importance of be the church, of making much of Jesus. If you sit in on one of our staff meetings, all of our staff throughout North Star's history have heard me say this: North Star is only as strong as a church as each of your leaders is pursuing Jesus individually. And that's been our intent, and it's been our focus. That I, as your pastor, all of your leaders, that we are each pursuing Jesus. Well, after we acquired the land, it wasn't long before we had gatherings on our land. We put up poster boards just to remind us of some of the centerpieces of that. We had times of prayer on the land. We had times of party on the land. We ate, we played, and we prayed some more. And we kept believing that God was going to do a great work in us. And it was in 2019, that winter, that construction started here on this property. It progressed throughout 2020, and many of us loved driving by and seeing the progress in construction from week to week. But something happened in March of 2020. I don't want to give any of us PTSD, but we were still in the middle school, and then the next thing we knew, there was no more school being held anywhere. And I think the Montgomery County School Board may have just manufactured the COVID virus just to get us out. It was what did it. It got us out. I'll tell you what, we had a group of people here that they began strategizing that very day we got the news. And that next Sunday, we were doing live streams from our country club office. They figured out how to make it happen. It was so surreal for me to preach just to a camera with about 7 or 8 people there. And then in May of 2020, Grace Life Baptist Church began meeting again in person. And Tim Height, the pastor there, was gracious enough to say, if y'all want to come and worship in our building on Sunday afternoons, we'd love to host you. And so for an entire year, we met at 5 p.m. on Sunday afternoons at Grace Life Baptist Church. I mentioned that little greenhouse. That little greenhouse eventually was torn down. It housed some of our staff. Matt lived there for a while. I think he still got a little bit of like personality disorder from it. Because it was a pit, let me just tell you. It was a home to staff and to rodents. But it was in the cold of the winter of 2021, that January and February, that the building had reached substantial completion point. And we began giving building tours. But our contractor allowed us to come in before carpet was laid, and we instructed our church members to come in, and we gave them Sharpies. And where you're seated, they were on their hands and knees writing out prayers across this entire auditorium. So you are literally sitting on top of the prayers of God's people. And then in the spring of 2021, we had a ribbon cutting, and we had a grand opening, and Easter Sunday morning of 2021 was our very first Sunday in this building. Now, some of you remember, we realized we didn't have the money to finish out the offices next door, so it was just a shell of a building. We officed here in this building for an entire year. Office back there in the nursery. It was an incredibly convenient place. I had like a changing table next to my desk. And I had a little bitty squatty potty back there that was just my own. But finally, God was gracious and provided the rest of the finances that were needed. Now, you may ask yourself, were we successful when we've moved into this facility, continuing to be on mission? Have we continued to reach people? Have we continued to be outward directed as a church family? Well, our average adult attendance in 2019, before the pandemic, on Sunday mornings was 321. Last year, our average adult attendance in worship was 646. This past year, we baptized 36 people. It's been our intention all along to not be satisfied with having a physical home. It's been our intention all along to remind ourselves that this is not the church. You are the church. We want to equip you to be His church. So this past year, we developed a purpose statement, and you can see it on the screen behind me. Our purpose statement is this: be the church by making disciples of Jesus who model love, humility, and obedience, using our influence to share the gospel. Now, I want to invite Matt and Sean to come up, and they're going to tell a little bit of this story before we wrap up with a time of worship. But as Sean comes up, one of the things that I will just tell you is that between these two guys, our pastoral staff, there's not a single person who visits North Star and gives us their information that isn't reached out to either by email, by text, by phone. We are very intentional these days in making sure that every single person is followed up on. You guys share your story with us.
Well, man, there's so much we could say about all that God's done. Why are we doing this? Why are we taking time to look back and recount the stories of God's thing? Well, because that's what He's told us to do all throughout His Word. From the beginning of this year, you have heard us say, what's your story, right? We looked at the story of Moses and of Joseph and the blind man and encourage you that you have a story worth telling. And as we've been recounting the story of God's goodness to North Star, some of you are sitting there thinking, man, I don't know about my story. Well, we want to be able to equip you this year to be able to share your story with confidence and with joy. See, the Bible makes it clear that that's what we're supposed to do. Psalm 71 is one place. He says this: my mouth will tell about your righteousness and your salvation all day long, though I cannot sum them up. I come because of the mighty acts of your Lord God. I proclaim your righteousness, yours alone. God, you've taught me from my youth, and I still proclaim your wondrous works. Even while I'm old and gray, God, do not abandon me, while I proclaim your power to another generation, your strength to all who are to come. Your righteousness reaches the heights, God. You who have done great things, God, who is like you? And whether it's us recounting the story of God's faithfulness to the church, looking at those numbers in the report about all of the people that we had an opportunity to minister to and all the ways that God worked last year, all of this is just snapshots of what God's done. And what we want to do is equip you to tell your story to be able to fill that out. Now, I told my story a few weeks ago about how when I was a 9-year-old boy at Main Street Baptist Church, God convicted me and opened my eyes to see that there's a world out there because there's a God who loves me and died in my place and called me into his kingdom. And so I surrendered to him and I've been following him since then. And what we our hope is that by the end of this year, every member at North Star will be comfortable, confident, and joyful in being able to share your story of God's activity wherever you go. So we're going to do that a few different ways. One, you're going to hear us tell stories like we've been telling this morning. You're going to see videos of people sharing their stories both in services and on social media. You're going to have opportunities to hear some live testimonies from folks coming up during our renewal services and throughout the year. But we're also going to do this because we recognize not everybody's as comfortable sharing those things and talking about the things of God. So if you remember last year, we had an emphasis of sharing Jesus with joy. Well, this year, our emphasis is going to be our story, his story. Our story, his story. When Matt preached a few weeks ago, you'll remember he said that the stories that we have are just a part of God's big story that he's been working all throughout history. And so what we want to do is to be able to help you to tell your salvation story about how God saved you. We want to equip you to be able to talk about those significant moments where you've seen God work in your life and even some of those ongoing struggles of the things that you haven't quite nailed down. So during our story workshops, they're going to take place after the services on Sunday mornings, just like our evangelism workshop did. The first one is actually going to be next Sunday after both services. So make plans to join us back in the multipurpose room next Sunday to start learning how to share your story and to be able to talk about Jesus wherever you go. Can you imagine the impact that it could have in the New River Valley if all 331 folks who are members at North Star would be equipped and comfortable and confident and joyfully talking about God's activity? Now, that would be really awesome for us to see. But as we said, this is a part of his story as well. If we're going to be able to share our stories well, we've got to have more familiarity with his story. So Matt's going to come and talk with us just a minute about what that's going to look like for us this year.
I'm going to read from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. A few verses here you're probably familiar with. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete, man or woman of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. So I solemnly charge you, verse 1 of chapter 4, before God in Christ Jesus, who is going to judge the living and the dead, and because of his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and teaching. For the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear what they want to hear. They will turn aside from hearing the truth and will turn away from hearing the truth and turn aside to myths. As we talk about our story, his story, it is important that our stories be rooted in the story that God has been telling from eternity past, and rooted even more specifically in God's revelation of himself, which we find in his word, the Bible. This is not just a random collection of words and chapters and books. This is not just a list of stuff that God does and doesn't like. This is God's revelation of himself to us, the Holy Bible. So if you want to know God, it is imperative that we would know his word. And if we want to see our stories, what God is doing in our life in the context of what he is doing in the world and in history and in the past, present, and what he will do in the future, we have to know the word of God. We have to be able to read it, study it, understand it, and apply it. As we read this passage from 2 Timothy, a couple things stick out to me. That first, in the end of chapter 3, Timothy says that this scripture is inspired by God, is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. And then in verse 2 of chapter 4, he says to Timothy, challenging him to correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and teaching. But what has he just said? The word of God is what we use for that. So in your own life, as you look at your life, and even as you have the opportunity to maybe correct yourself or correct other people or challenge or push, it is God's word that we use to do that, not our own wisdom or our own understanding. And of course, we know, even very, very palpably these days, that the world is full of people that hear what they want to hear. And it's important for us to not fall into that camp. So, three practical things that we are going to ask you to do to help kind of elevate God's word in your life, this revelation of God, this year particularly. One thing I'm going to challenge you to do is BYOB. I'm taking note of anybody who perked up. Bring your own Bible to church. Bring a Bible to church. I don't mean bring your phone. Now listen, we're not going to have people walking around like whacking you on the back of the head if you pull out your phone. I do it, you do it, I know we do it, but listen, there is something reverent and special and important about bringing a physical copy of God's word to church and opening it and having this collective experience together of studying it and allowing the Spirit to work through it. There's nothing magical about pages in the book, it's the revelation of God, but it is a very important tool for us to use in order to be able to come together and study. Practically, you don't get notifications on this thing, okay? You know that email that you're going to get from Home Depot that says, hey, there's a great sale on this thing? You're not getting that on this. There's not anything that's going to distract you from what God is doing through his word in that moment. So I encourage you to bring a Bible with you. We use the Christian Standard Bible when we teach here on Sunday mornings. If you do not have a physical Bible, if you don't own one, which I know is a very practical thing that we just don't own these anymore. We have it all on our phones, and it's so convenient that we have it all on our phones, right? But is convenience the highest good? We have to ask ourselves that question. And I would say, no, it's not the highest good. At some points, we have to consider what our phones are doing to us in general, but in some ways also in our study of God's word. If you do not own a physical Bible, we have some on the stage here. You can come and take one. They're free. We'd love for you to have them. And in a couple of weeks, we will have some in the chairs in front of you to where if you forget your Bible on Sunday, you can pull one out and use it. Or if you don't have a physical Bible, you don't own one, you can take it. We'd love to have that be a gift to you. Man, if we were to go bankrupt giving away Bibles, that'd probably be okay with God. So that's all right. The second thing that we're going to do is on March 21st, Saturday, March 21st, I'm going to be helping to facilitate a D28 workshop. It's part of our D28 ministry, but you don't have to have been involved in D28 to do it. But this theme this year, it's going to be from 9 to noon. It's going to be all about the Bible. So maybe you're overwhelmed by it. Maybe you don't know how to study it. There's a lot that goes on there. There's a lot of genres and books and authors and how does it all work? How do I apply it? How do I understand it? We're going to help you with that from 9 to noon, March 21st, Saturday. You can sign up at don'tgo.be/workshop. I know it's a little ways away. There will be childcare. There'll be a little bit of food. If you come and you know a good bit about the Bible, but you just like to kind of hear, it'd be great. Some more, that'd be great. If you don't know anything, it'd be great for you as well. We want to encourage you to come and check that out as an opportunity for you to learn a little bit more about how to understand, read, understand, and apply the Word of God. And the last thing, and this is TBD, I'm going to be facilitating a Sunday morning hermeneutics class. No, don't get scared by that word. It means interpretation of how to interpret the Bible. So similar to the D28 workshop, but if you prefer a little bit more of a kind of in-depth look at how to study, understand, and interpret the Bible, the dates for that will be announced here soon once I get them all figured out in the curriculum and the sessions and everything. But that will be announced soon, and if you would like to do that on Sunday mornings, I'd be love to have you there. There will be limited spots, though, just in terms of what I can handle. But the D28 workshop, a standalone thing that we would love for you to check out as we you grow in your own understanding of God's word and how to apply it to your life. So that's all I got for you this morning. I'm going to turn it back over to Jeffrey.
Thank you, Matt. Emily, if you'll jump us to the applications, it's like, where do we go from here this morning? Here's some applications for us after having celebrated with us the story of North Star and then hearing some implementations of how we want to further equip you to be his church. First application is it's important to follow Jesus in personal faith and repentance. There may be some of you here today who have never begun a relationship with Christ. First step for you is to follow Jesus. Second thing is to be baptized in obedience to Jesus. We believe and teach that Scripture clearly describes and prescribes everyone who has professed faith in Christ must follow Christ in believers' baptism. Thirdly, we would encourage you to join the local church. whether it's this church or one of the other amazing churches that provided us a home during our nomadic experience as a church. But it is important to join a local church. And fourthly, it would be to embrace discipleship, which Matt's talked about briefly, but if you want to engage in a discipleship process, you've never done it, you can go to don'tgo.b/discipleship. Then, like Matt mentioned, to get trained in how to share the gospel and with others, and Sean will be leading the workshop about how to tell your story. Next is to BYOB, and I'm glad Matt clarified what we mean by that. It's not on the slide, but if you're a church member, the last Sunday of this month, the next practical follow-up for you is our member meeting. We had to reschedule that because of all the snow and the craziness, but February the 22nd, we'll be presenting you with some fresh ideas and some hopefulness of how we're going to be at the church this year. So earlier, Sean mentioned when we welcomed you that tomorrow night in this facility, we will be hosting a Discovering the North Star dinner. If you are not yet a member of North Star, it's an ideal time to come because we feed you and we also share with you about who North Star is, how we serve Jesus together, how we're organized, but it's a necessary prerequisite to membership. Some of you may have been sitting here going, man, there's a lot going on these days. This month actually winds up being a really busy month for us since we've had to move some events because of the snow. But you can get the app. Again, we love our QR codes. But you can scan this if you don't have the Church Center app yet. That will keep you informed about events and opportunities that are to come. I'd like to invite our worship team to come forward at this time. They're going to close us in worship. The very first point in application was about beginning a relationship with Jesus. Let me show you a 9-word prayer that if you've never prayed and asked Jesus to come into your life, here's a 9-word prayer that will begin to get your heart there. It's in the blue. It's, I can't, Jesus can, I surrender, God save me. Perhaps you've come to that point in your life that you're tired of doing it on your own. You know that there's a God. And this morning, as you've been listening to the story of God's activity in this church family, maybe your mind has been a little bit blown to realize that there are millions of churches across our world. And God's activity is just as rich and deep and wonderful in all of those churches as well. We want to invite you today to consider beginning a love relationship with Jesus Christ. And this prayer is just a way that you can step into that. The fuller prayer reads like this. God, I realize afresh that I'm a sinner. And I've tried to live by my own wits, my own will, my own strength. I repent. I need your promised grace and full forgiveness. I believe Jesus died for my sins and rose again. And I admit my sin. I place my full trust in Jesus alone. I know that my works cannot save me. Please save me, forgive me, and make me new. I surrender my life to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And the scripture promises that if you have sincerely prayed that prayer, if you've sincerely asked Christ into your life, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. If you've prayed or read that prayer and you've sincerely articulated it to God, this day is your day to begin walking in faith, to begin following Jesus as a Christian. We would love to hear about that. Would you please share that with us or with a friend, someone who brought with you or someone invited you today? We have practical ways to help you begin this walk with God.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at northstarfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.